Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We welcome you, Kingdom citizens. We welcome each and every one of you. We welcome our sister girls and our brother men. We welcome you to a Sister Girl Network, Inc. platform ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and spirituality. For we thank God for this platform. Spiritually minded is peace and life. As you join us today, in the name of Jesus, part of my prayer is that you consider what is being said and share. Consider means to look at something thoroughly, right? If we are closed-minded to receive a new revelation, we will quench the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So we come in peace and in truth and in spirit to leave you in a good place. Praise God. And so we have been talking about our dreams and loopholes. And last week we left with talking about dream erasers. Right? We even touched on how to interpret it. Interpretation of dreams, and we use Joseph in Genesis. And then we talk about knowing your legal rights. And then we end with loophole. Now, you can always go on blogtalkradio.com/moreinsight and listen to the previous calls, the previous topics. So tonight, as I mentioned last week, that we will still touch on dreams for a couple of weeks, even though we're ranking in other parts of the topic. And so tonight we will continue with the dreams, where we're going to touch a little bit on different symbols, as well as talking about spiritual husbands and wives. Praise God. And then we're going to also finish up with the loopholes, the footholds. And so I said today, in giving a little description of what we're talking about, I put it like this. Praise God. I put it just like this. I said, everyone is doing it. Go along to get along. Hallelujah. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you for your power to deliver and keep us to the end in the name of Jesus. Your power to clean and holy us from the inside out. Possess us in the name of Jesus. Purge and power of God. Purge us innermost being from corruption in the name of Jesus. Any evil power binding our minds and keeping us in bondage, release us in the name of Jesus and die. Hallelujah. Any stubborn demons that refuse to release our mind, I cast you out now in the name of Jesus. Let the power binding our mind be frustrated by fire in the name of Jesus. Glorious gossip of Christ, send your true light into our mind in the name of Jesus. Every root of pride in our inner man be uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Power of darkness attacking the will of God right inside our hearts be frustrated by fire in the name of Jesus. Any power preventing us from living a holy life, die now in the name of Jesus. Every curse upon our lives operating from inside, die in the name of Jesus. every covering of sin in our Father's house break in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over our goings and our comings. I plead the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere. I plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. I bind up distraction, confusion, and frustration. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight. And so as we go forth, as I mentioned last week, that we're going to still talk about dreams for a couple of weeks, for it's a lot of information as far as bringing us to awareness how essential it is to understand what we're dreaming, because it is our spirit man awake as our body is dead still, right? And so you can go on blogtalkradio.com/more insight to listen to the previous recorders to where we stopped last week, because last week we talked about dream erasers. We talked about interpretation of dreams using Joseph. And then we talked about knowing your legal rights. And so Luke 10:19 tells us, it says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample scorpion and serpent and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And so that's our authority, right? We have power and authority to the Holy Spirit, right? God sent his one and only begotten Son to leave us not only the comforter, the helper, the Holy Spirit to save us, but it was a way for us through the Holy Spirit to war against the spirit realm on this earth, right? So that's part of us. We have to understand and know the spirit part of us, God is spirit, and we was created in his image. And so let us continue with the dreams. May you consider what I am saying and sharing with you all on this platform. For now that we are truly walking in spiritual authority, it is essential that we understand the carnal mindset must be put to death and spiritual mind is life and peace. And when I say consider, I mean to look at what I'm saying thoroughly. So you test my spirit. Because if we are closed-minded receiving new revelation, we do quench the Holy Spirit. And we are told not to quench the Holy Spirit, right? And so let's talk about a few. Tonight, I want to bring up some symbols. And some you guys might have heard of. You might have, in dealing with your own personal dreams, might have researched and looked up what symbols mean. But I'm going to share a few. I'm with you. And then we're going to go into spiritual husbands and wives. Now, as we go forth talking about spiritual husbands and wives, I must tell you, because I know we have small brother men and sister girls that listen to this platform. As we go forth, we are going to be talking about sex and different things like that. So it might be a little graphic for certain ages. You the parent, you decide. Praise God. So let's look at a couple of samples, right? Now, we must always remember from the very beginning, I told you, a dream is a series of thoughts and image and pictures that occur during sleep. Dreams are spiritual monitors telling an individual what is going on in the spirit world. Dark sayings and parables that are transmitted to an individual during sleep. Dreams are vehicles of communication of information during sleep. Dreams are images that occur in sequences during the hours of sleep. Dreams are messages from your spirit life in your inner being, and they are represented as a series of images on the screen with an individual mind. So we even talk about the different reason why we have to pay attention. And so let's look at ants. When we look at ants, right, like sometimes we dream about ants and everything. Like I said, go back and listen to the previous recorder because I went in details about interpretation. And so everything is in the details, right? And so you write them down, and even if your dreams skip, like you might start dreaming about something at the beginning, then something in the middle, how did it end, right? Could be the biggest part of the dream is the ending, right? And so ants represent hard work or preparation for greater things. So if you see some ants and they are not attacking you, they are just doing their business, the Lord is trying to tell you that you lazy or you need to work harder or you need to prepare for some type of future activity. You know, the Holy Spirit, God communicates to us through dreams, but also because it is connected to our spirit being the spirit realm, we also have to contend with Satan and his army as well. And so we have to understand when we're dealing about certain things, are they a warning? Are they coming from God or are they coming from Satan? And so those are ants. And then if we look at certain things like bats, bats means witchcraft. There is no good bats in dreams at all. And then let's look at like blindness. Like you might dream about blindness or you blind. You know, that represents spiritual ignorance or being lost. And then blood represents serious trouble from the enemy. What about the color blue? The color blue can stand for the Holy Spirit. The color green can stand for safety. Now, some might see red and think, oh, okay, well, red might be good because we view red in the natural as okay, but red in your dream stands for danger. What about brown? The color brown represents a cleaning, either for good or evil. Now, I say for good or evil because it goes back down to the fact that how did the dream end? How did it end? Let's look at cats. Cats represent unclean spirits or witchcraft. And when we look at the age, the time, the season that we're in now, witchcraft has become open. It has so open with it, right? The Word of God tells us when knowledge is released, the wise will become wiser, wicked, wicked. So we see the wicked becoming wickedier, wicker, right? More wicked, right? Just put it like that, more wicked. And so now we're seeing no more subduedness with witchcraft. It's straight up out there. And so cats represent unclean spirits or witchcraft. Let's think about a circle, drawing circles or seeing circles represent an endless situation. And that's why I always, years ago, I can remember I wasn't truly sharing dreams as deep as I've been lately because we are in a spiritual authority now. And so we understand the foundation has to be strong. So our foundation has to get head to a certain point. But when we getting so where we're dreaming a lot, we should always have a journal or a book and writing our dreams down because we're not going to remember them. And so it's good to start writing your dreams down. And you can see, like, because your spirit life affects the natural life. So drawing circles, seeing circles represent endless situations. Let's look at walking bare feet. When we see ourselves walking feet, it means a lack of preparation or a lack of defense. And then what about flies, seeing flies? You know, flies represent Beelzebub. That's a wicked spirit. That's an evil spirit. Like some people say Beelzebub demon is the same as Satan, but it's not. He's a different demon. I call him the cosmetic level. Those that is attached to him, you know, when God talks about where Jesus asked the demon, trying to hear the man. He says, what is your name? He says, legions are many. That's in Mark 5. And these demons that we hear about, or people even acting like, okay, well, I want to know about this Levitican spirit, or these are demons and they are legions. Many are connected. That's why we have to understand the different spirits, the jealousy spirit, the destruction, because with Beelzebub, that spirit, legions are many. You know what spirit is connected to that? Jealousy, destruction, lust, violence. It caused men to worship demons right here on earth. And so when we see that spirit, that is the evil spirit, and flies is connected to that spirit. So if we see flies, we know we're dealing with the Beelzebub spirit, an evil spirit. Let's look at kissing. I always talked about this off and on. I would mention it, depends on what topic we was talking about. And I would always share with you all that we should not have any physical contact in our dream as far as kissing or having sex. And so when we're kissing, kissing represents enticement or seduction. It does not matter whether the person kissing you is your wife or your husband. You did not marry in a dream. We got to know how important that is. You did not marry in a dream. You marry in the physical. So kissing should be restricted to the physical. What about mountains? You know, when we see ourselves on top of it, it can mean victory. When we see ourselves confronting a mountain, you know, it could be an obstacle that's in the way. And let's even look at perfume, right? So I'm not saying that we don't wear perfume, but see, certain things that we do in the physical, we must be aware in the spiritual. Why? Because it touching, it open doors to different demons, right? And so perfume means seduction or deception. And so, you know, we have to be careful when we're using certain things in the spirit and what's going on. Okay, let's look at a couple numbers, right? The number 5 stands for grace. And I'm talking about the spirit realm. Number 11 stands for judgment and disorder, right? Now, if I'm going too fast, because I always share with you guys to even have a notebook or something to write with and write on as you come on the call, because of the scriptures and different things. But you can always go back to listen to it because it is being recorded. Okay, so let's look at the number 6. It stands for weakness of men and the evil of Satan. Then number 1 stands for unity or excellence. We got number 2, which stands for union. Number 18 stands for bondage. Number 23 stands for death. Number 39 stands for disease. Number 40 stands for trials, probation, and testing. Number 1,000 represents divine completion and the glory of God. So that's the end of those. I just wanted to give you some symbols, and we'll touch on some more, because when we're dealing with the dream, because it's so important to our natural life, we're going to touch on it more and more, you know, a little every week, right? A little every week. And so let's talk about spiritual husbands and wives, because we're in a new era. We're in a new age. We're in the wicked and the perverted times, right? We're dealing with the itching ears, where 2 Timothy 4 talks about that. Itching ears, don't want to hear sound doctrine, so they turn away from the truth. And that's why Second Thessalonians tells us that those that do that is under a spell of delusion, right? And so when we look at the dreaming and husbands and wives, we have to understand is that certain things straight up no-no in our dream life, right? With, like I like to eat, and if we constantly having dreams of eating, that's that spirit of gut. Pay attention, because when you constantly dreaming about somebody's table, you are sitting at witch's table or the enemy. You're not sitting at a natural table, because it's the spirit realm, and you shouldn't be eating in your dream. And so notice, like, if that's the case, when you wake up in the natural, you eat a lot, right? And so what you do, you have to bind that gut me up. And see, this is why I always talk about our foundation. Our foundation is understanding who we are and who we are in Christ. Our foundation is understanding why a carnal mindset is an enemy to the Father and a spiritual mindset is peace and life. Our foundation is understanding how valuable it is that we know that that when we confess, right, when we repent with conversion, denounce and renounce, we understand how that's our foundation. It is a part of our protection and not punishment, right? Because when we're touching certain things, we have to understand is that it's open up the door, right? So even when we talk about sex, we shouldn't be having sex in our dream. Those are demons connecting to us. We have to be aware of our dreaming, because that's how we war, so it don't affect us in the natural. In the name of Jesus, I release upon each and every one in my hearing, I release the candle of your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is our life. That's our light. We cannot have the Spirit of light without God. And so as we look at spiritual husband and wives, you know, some people might even been, they seen themselves getting married and they dream some, they don't think nothing of the having sex in their dream, because it has become a part of them. So they, okay, but it do affect them, because they might even wake up and be in pain because the roughness and the demonicness with it. And so when we're dealing with these type of things, see, that's why we have to understand repent, right? Repentance is what free us. It is a personal decision through the Holy Spirit to bring change in our mind and our heart. It is being intentional in our sorrow, right? That's why we do not get excuse for not knowing, right? The Word of God tells us that we perish because of lack of knowledge. The Word of God tells us, do not be ignorant to Satan's devices. Satan used our dreams. He used that ignorance or that don't want to know or denial to affect us in our natural through our dreams. And so even repentance, when we dealing with these things, like we know we are having sex in our dreams, it's okay. A lot of people have. I mean, I have experienced that before, right? Before I even knew, right? So when I knew, what did? I repent, right? Even repent for those that I have slept with before my husband, right? I knew that sex before marriage was not godly, was not the right thing, even though I didn't understand why, right? I was just told not to. Let me tell you why, right? It is not to condemn you. It's not to, I mean, we can control our flesh through the Spirit. It's tough because our flesh war against the Spirit daily. But everyone that we as a woman, when we lay down, we open ourselves up to every man. And that means every spirit that's connected to that man, we open ourselves up to it, right? And so when we're laying down in an ungodly covering, because there ain't no covering there, we just feel good, we want to have sex, so we laying down with him, right? He smell good, look good, saying the right thing, okay, right? But then it comes a time as we mature. See, we have to mature. We have to thirst and hunger after righteousness to understand that repentance is what is starting to break that covering that we have made with those spirits that are coming in our dream, violating us. That's what they're doing. And so because we don't know which one or who, whichever man we slept with that we opened up to, right, to allow this demon to come into our dreams, we have to repent for each and every one that we ever slept with. And we must be specific and detailed as to go to God in total repentance. We have to do this, right, because that started the breaking, right? It started the breaking. It could become terrified after years of doing it because now it feels like you've been raped in your dreaming. And so we have to even go to the point. Our next step would be we have to return and destroy illegal gifts, right? Many people receive gifts from their sinful partners without thinking about the consequences of receiving such gifts. Let me tell you something. When we see certain things, that's why the Word of God said, pray about everything, right? You got to pray without ceasing. You got to always pray about things, where you eat things, even statues or different little trinkets that you might buy in the store and you think that'll look good on my coffee. You have to pray over everything because whether you believe it or not, I'm here to tell you that you have certain businesses, certain companies that they serve certain gods and they pray to these gods for fame, for fortune, for prosperity. And so you don't know what gods are connected to these things. And so when people give you things, certain gifts, there's something connected to it, even if it's not something from the company or the business, it's with that person, the spirit that's connected to that person. See, many people have gone into bondage because of gifts they received from sinful partners, or even demonic men or women. You know, Satan, even with witchcraft, even with the Jezebel spirit. There are certain men and women that comes into your life just to destroy you and to open you up to spiritual husband and wife, which give them legal right to visit you. And so we have to get rid of things, right? We have to get rid of those things sometimes it might be a nice watch or something. You might look and say, I ain't giving away this watch. I like this watch. But the connection to it, it's about you. It's about you understanding how everything is connected to some type of spirit, good or bad. God is spirit. We must get to the place to understand the spirit being part of us, because where we're at now, we're living in prophecy now, and so when we understand prophecy, we know there's certain things got to happen, and this don't happen until that happens. And so now we're even in a part of prophecy where God is judging the nations, and that's why we see a lot of fires and wars and a lot of things going on. And so those things that we hold on to, we have to return them and destroy them. They are illegal gifts. They are gifts from our sinful partners. Then we have to plead the blood of Jesus. You know, we hear it and we might even say it in our prayers and all the the blood of Jesus is so essential. It is a terrific weapon Oh my gracious. When we, the more you grow spiritually, you could be, you have plead the blood of Jesus in your sleep as you war in your dreams, because now you understand that is you. That's your spirit man, right? And so plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is a awesome weapon, one of the best weapons. And it's about catching and evicting the spirit of husbands and wives from different parts of our lives, right? The blood of Jesus put all illegal tenants on notice to vacate. Even when we lay our head down and go to sleep at night, I shared this as we got into dreams, right? And I remember, I don't know which one, so you will have to go back and listen if you was not on it. But I remember I brought up, as a little girl, I remember my father and a couple of my aunties, they would tell us, you pray before you go to sleep. And the dream was something, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray my soul to keep or something like that. I don't remember that. But, you know, some of you all done heard it. And I was saying how these are the times that we have to be teaching our children, our grandchildren, this type of prayer, because Satan is after a generation. He needs to get a generation because he needs them to call wrong right and right wrong. That's what we're seeing now. That's why we see so much witchcraft on YouTube. That's why we're seeing even in the world. Look at the movie that's coming out, Elemental. Those are spirits of the world. Now, as kingdom, we know what that means, right? That's in Colossians 2:8, but they're making a movie about it. I know you guys see it. So you have to see what's going on, right, and take it for what it is, how blunt it is out here now. And so we have to be not just on the wall for ourselves, but for generation and generation to come. Because, see, you might not be here to see the next prophecy come forth, but your children, your grandchildren, your great train. So it says raise up a child, but it's about us passing down in our legacy the faith. Because they're trying to move it away. And then we have to renounce the marriage. Now, you know I talk about renounce because renounce and denounce is we have to understand that even before we were sold out. I remember my aunties and them, they used to say, I had an Aunt Mildred, right? And she used to always say, you need to be sold out for Jesus. And I would look at her and say, what is wrong with her? And then she would always, I would hear her plead the blood of Jesus. I would hear her say, Satan, you're a liar, you know. But as a young girl not understanding it, I get it down, right? And so we have touched things. We have opened up doors. We have made coverings. And so understanding that renouncing these things is putting them on notice. And so you must renounce all vows and agreements made with spirit, husbands, and wives. Walk in your power and authority to order the spirit, husband, and the wives to depart from you and never return. Matthew 22:29-30. Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. In the restoration, they neither married nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. Your power and authority here are to enforce through your weapon of warfare to forbid spiritual marriages. Another weapon we use against evil spouses is the word of God. See, it even take you back to the fallen angels. They was called the watchers, right? And you might know the story through the book of Enoch. And so the fallen angels, the watchers, that's what pulled them into evil. They was looking at the women on the earth. And so they came down and had sex. That's why Noah's days became wicked. Because by them having sex and sharing wisdom and knowledge that was not yet to be revealed, they became wicked. Giants and animals and humans having sex together, crossing DNA and all that. And so if God condemned that wicked, so is spiritual marriages. Leviticus 19:19, thou should keep my statute. You should not let your livestock breed with another kind. You should not sow your fields with mixed seeds, nor should a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. Be it sexual intercourse with humans. That's why he destroyed Noah's times. He destroyed the earth. We do not walk in shame and guilt about these things, right? We have to understand that when knowledge is released to us as kingdom, we are to become wiser, right? We are to walk in our spiritual authority and demand them demons and spirits to flee. We are married to Jesus, who is jealous over us with his godly jealousy. And so we have to issue a divorce to all wicked spirit husbands and wives. Pray without ceasing. Watch and pray. Pray and fast. Pray diligently all the time. When we renounce, we reject and we are disowning. Once we know these things, we are held accountable, right? It's not for us to, there is no condemnation spirit in those that are in Christ. And so anytime we're hearing that in our mindset, those are strongholds that we need to pull down. We cast down all imaginations, right? We bring it under subdue obedience to the word of God. To the word of God. And so before we leave dreams, we should not be eating in our dreams. We can be eating at witches' tables, making a covenant with that spirit of godly, or we're eating in our natural, eating wrong things. It needs to destroy our body. When our body is dealing with that spirit of infirmity, it affects our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. When he can break that down, he can steal all hope. To fill our hope. And so we have to understand our dreaming life is part of our spiritual life. We must mature and know that our spirit being is essential to our life right here on earth right now. God gave us the Holy Spirit to war spiritually on earth. So I pray in the name of Jesus that every stronghold the enemy will attempt to set up in your mind against the truth be destroyed in Jesus' name. I bind and come against any and all lying spirits that hinder the saints, to hinder you from receiving and walking in your truth. I pray that the truth of deliverance and spiritual warfare will come alive in your heart and in your mind. I pray that every person in the sound of my voice will rise up in the spirit and destroy the works of darkness. I pray that you will learn and know the truth that sets you free. Hallelujah. I pray for the eyes of your understanding to be enlightened, that you might see the truth of deliverance in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and command every spirit that fights and opposes against you, trying to bind you. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. So that ends with the dreams. Our foundation when it comes to us walking in our spiritual authority is to understand as we touch these things, as awareness comes, as truth is revealed, our warfare will shift. And so there, our foundation must stay strong in our prayer and fasting, praying without ceasing in the word of God, and us putting on our full armor of God daily, us picking up our cross, and also in us understanding and walking, picking up the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. So let's talk a minute before we end. I wanna touch on some loopholes, right? Okay, everyone is doing it. Go along to get along. That's a loophole, right? That's a foot up for the enemy. Because everybody wants and needs to belong to something. That's real talk, right? We want to belong to something, right? But we have to be so very careful to go along, to get along. Because of that, you can fall into the trap of compromising your principles and morals and standards. To conform in order to have acceptance and security is going along to get along. And we can see like certain things, like even in religion, we have always seen a extreme religion spirit, right? Even Jesus talked about them in Matthew 23. And Jesus used that chapter to tell us who the religion people were in his days. But they have not changed. That spirit still operate in appearance of, that's the name of few. And so the principalities, the powers, and the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, are about demons seeking to break the covenant relationship with God. And so our instructions in spiritual warfare is to resist the devil, secure your territory, give him no place, pull down his strongholds, and fight until the demon give up. Now, when we look at Baal religion, false worship, 1 Kings 18 talks about that. You know, we see that now if we walk in truth. He's talking about the Holy Spirit versus the sensual spirit, right? And see, in the Baal religion, it's a system that will always appeal to the flesh, always appealing to the flesh. The prophet of Baal depends on the wrong. It's a feel-good, right? It's a feel-good spirit, sensual. Sensual versus the Holy Spirit. Sensuality is a trade all for the Holy Spirit. It is mixing some of the world things with things of God. That's why we can't get into all that feel good, right? The Holy Spirit has to come forth to convict, to strengthen, to intercede. Romans 8 talks about the spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We need all that feel good, sensual stuff, playing on our emotions, because that's all it's about. It's about emotional high without conviction. The prophet of Baal, they led from the word. They did not deal with the word of God. That's why we're dealing with ears, don't want to hear sound doctrine. That is a loophole. Foot up. Going along to get along. When we look at how James tells us the difference between wisdom versus demonic wisdom. During this time, we need wisdom. We need wisdom. Because the war is real. Just like Babylon, that's a movie. That's a movie. Babylon is without rules, no consequences, do whatever. But it's a movie. Then the works of the flesh are evident, which are fornication, uncleanness, adultery, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, adultery, lewdness, and the lack of, I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We have the lying wonders and the signs and the symbols. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perished because they did not receive the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And that's 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12. I mean, we see that spirit, right? We see it where you're looking at people and they're making certain decisions and it's wilding you because you might even think to yourself or say out loud, right, they believe that? Well, how can they believe that? That's a lie. I mean, oh my gracious, what's going on? The spirit of delusion. As we mature, because we all grow, there's no effort on our part to grow. That's a natural thing. We grow where our body grow and we age. But maturity takes a part. We have to be active, to be engaging actively in maturing as the kingdom of God. No longer are we able to look at man, right? That got broken through the pandemic. When God allowed the pandemic to shut down everything, that relying on man got broken. God gave us over a year to not depend on the world. To rely on him, to build a personal relationship with him. And see, we cannot go back to vomit. We cannot go back to what we might deem business as usual, back to the norm. This is our norm because we're in a different era. We're in a new age. And we're not standing on the wall. We're not preparing ourselves just about us. You have a bloodline. You have souls that's connected to you. And so we need divine wisdom from Abba, our Father. That's where we receive grace even more, through the wisdom of the Father. That's why we have to bind up the procrastination spirit and loose upon up the spirit of preparation. You know, Proverbs 13:4 talks about that procrastination spirit blocking our blessings. Don't you feel it in the atmosphere? It's an urgency. It's an urgency going on. That's what you're feeling. It's feeling like, oh, I need a hurry. Yeah, but what's going on? I can't quite tell. It's the urgency going on for us to move from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. We can look at the world, right? We are not to adapt or conform to the world. The Romans tells us, do not conform to the world. If we act like the world, then how souls? Because them souls going to be looking at us saying, well, they do the same thing the world do. So why I need to go over there? God said you are peculiar people. That means you're different. You're supposed to stand out. You stand out for the good, because in spite of your chaos, in spite of what can be seen that's going on around you, you still got peace. You still got joy. You're still walking in your spiritual authority. You're still speaking into existence, right? You still binding and loosing upon not only you, but your children, your bloodline, your family. You're decreeing and declaring victory over every situation, regardless of what it looks like. And so because you do that, you operate in that. That means you still walking as is everything going on. And every time it stirs up, you bind it up. And so we're in a season of urgency, right? So there cannot be procrastination in our life. We must bind that up. Proverbs 13:4, the soul sluggish cage and gets nothing, while the soul of a diligent is richly supplied. We have to recognize that spirit of fear. Let me tell you something about we want to know certain names. Oh, what's the demons' names? And so, you know, we have a few of them. We got some. Oh, it's some demons out there, right? And they're cosmic level demons, like Baal. That's a demon. Belial. That's a demon. Evil, wicked ruler. Leviathan. That's a demon. Beelzebub. That's a demon. Each one of these demons is legions, many, right? The Baal demon. What are the spirits connected to that? Religion, rejection, lust, depression, bitterness, addiction. That's just to name a few. Belial, the wicked ruler. Legions are many. The spirits connected to that. Oh, the Jezebel spirit, the hatred, the bitterness, the anger, the fear, the lying, the lust, the fornication. Oh, just to name a few. I'm calling them off my head. Leviathan spirit. Legions is many. What spirits is connected to that? With Leviathan demon. What spirits is connected to that? The stubborn spirit, haughtiness, the twisting. You ever dealt with someone? Now, you know what you just said out your mouth, right? But when they repeat it back to you, or you hear them sharing it, it's twisted. Leviathan spirit, the devil is a liar. Whatever spirit is connected to that demon? Pride. Pride before fall, right? And then Beelzebub, what spirits are connected to that demon? Jealousy, destruction, lust, violence. You know, some say, oh, that's Satan too. No, it's not. That's a demon separate from Satan. Even had out him with Satan. That's another topic for another day. I share all this with you. For you to pray about it, but for you to test my spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to give you more revelation. I want you to know that we're dealing with the spirit of procrastination during this season because of the age that we are in. Because of the urgency going on, the spirit of procrastination is reading his ugly head ever the more. That spirit steals your blessing, kill your dreams, and destroy your hope. Procrastination opens the door to doubt. And preparation shut the door to doubt and encourage our heart to hope. It encourages our heart to hope, preparation. That is the power of preparation and hope, believing that it is possible. As we prep for things, preparation, as we do our diligence to prepare, right? We're believing this is possible. Oh, I can do this. Thank you, Lord. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Because if you look at prepare, it means firm, to be stable, to be established, to be set up, to be ready, to make arrangements. Preparation remove anxiety, to remind us to pray about everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto the Father. So recognize that spirit of procrastination and bind it up in the name of Jesus and loose upon you, upon your assignment, whatever it may be, loose upon you the spirit of preparation. Loose upon you the open door of being ready. So everyone is doing it. Go along to get along. It's a loophole. It's a loophole for certain spirits and demonic activity to set us up. To fall for the okey-doke. Remember back in the day, we used to always say, that, oh, they falling for the okey-doke. Ain't like any of us knew what that meant. Ooh, go along to get along. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to leave you with this prayer. No, I'm going to leave you with this scripture. Let's see. Hebrews 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fond of benediction or profound people like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterwards, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. Hebrews 12, 12 through 17. Praise God. Let us not reject truth. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you, we honor, and we praise you. Lord, we give you all praise because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you for each and every one of you for joining us tonight on More Insight. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you. May you thirst and hunger after righteousness in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your goings and your comings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all for joining us tonight, sister girls and brother men. You are greatness. Peace and good night.